Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss seasonality in real estate in Lane County.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the shift and change in season. I have found some people are surprised about when the heat in the market is, what time of year, and whether it goes completely dark fourth quarter.
It's interesting. I think that varies from product type to product type. I find, frankly, no seasonality to the stuff that I do. Again, I'm dealing with investors that are seeking typically passive investment income. When would they like to do that? Yesterday. And yes, there are things that get in the way. Vacations in August, Christmas, et cetera, that do get in the way of the decision-making process. But in all candor, it is a non-seasonal demand. It's a function of interest rate availability. Do I buy and does it make sense to finance it? And do I have my ducks in line so that I can sell whatever I had to sell to use into a tax-deferred exchange into the thing that I'm capable of buying?
In addition, sometimes straddling the tax year, you're looking at coming crashing into closing, if you ask Cascade Escrow. They're very busy at the end of the year.
Yes, very. And they do have an exchange facilitator, of course, Megan McMahon, who's a CPA. And I'm sure that the seasonality does, for some, have something to do with the end of the year, in that if I had a sale from October 15th and onward, and I place it into a facilitation account, in the event that I opt not to do an exchange, the sale does not relate back to October 15th or December 10th. It relates to whenever I have access to the money as a seller, which means next year.
Let's talk quickly about residential in regards to timing. It is not as seasonal as you anticipate. What I find interesting is the seasonality is reflected on when sellers put their home on the market. So I can see the big lift. The highest month is August for inventory. That does not mean it's the best time to sell your house. That means that's the time when you have the most competition, the most other sellers in the marketplace. If you look at the activity of pending sales, that's when the buyers bought. The seasonality, there's little blips seasonally, but they're much more consistent across the board. So as a seller, I would encourage you to not list in August, but to list after or before that and beat the inventory or the competition there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.